Welcome back to This Week on the Kenai with the top stories from Friday. Here's KSRM's Nick Sorrell.
A house fire past mile 17 of Funny River Road drew a hefty response from Central Emergency Services on Friday. Crews initially responded to the blaze around 9 a.m. Friday morning. At this time, it is unknown what sparked the fire at a log home off of Salmon Run Drive, but crews were able to respond in time to prevent the residents from being a total loss.
We've got heavy fire involvement on what we call the first floor and second floor. The roof's burned through. Above the second floor, the basement is intact. I would not call this a total loss.
That was CES Deputy Fire Chief Dan Grimes. While the home was saved from being fully burned, fire crews were delayed in arriving on the scene due to the confluence of separate events, which pulled staff away from CES Station 5 at the end of Funny River Road.
Two different things going on that required our crews to be in town. We had a kind of all-hands-on-deck training, plus we also had one of our medical group meetings where we discuss EMS protocols, so that meeting was a scheduled meeting as well. So we had a lot of folks in the center of town there working on two different things.
No injuries were reported as a result of the fire, either to firefighters or residents of the home. March's Alaska statewide job count was up by 8,900 jobs, or 2.8% from March of 2023. Construction added 2,400 jobs, with North Slope activity strongly contributing to the growth. Healthcare added 1,300 jobs, mainly in hospitals and outpatient care. Transportation, warehousing, and utilities also added 1,300 jobs, primarily in transportation, and mining and logging increased by 1,200. Most Alaska industries grew, but retail was flat, manufacturing was down by 100 jobs, and the leisure and hospitality sector and information were both down by 200. Federal and state government positions each added 400 jobs year over year. Alaska's seasonally adjusted unemployment rate was 4.6% in March. The U.S. rate was 3.8%. The U.S. oil industry's top lobbying group says Biden administration rules restricting oil and gas leasing in 13 million acres of Alaska's petroleum reserve are misguided. The American Petroleum Institute says the rules limit development in a region intended by Congress to bolster America's energy security. The Biden administration on Friday finalized rules that would restrict new oil and gas leasing and development in portions of the Federal Petroleum Reserve in Alaska that are considered by some groups to be particularly sensitive due to climate change in the Arctic. The decision finalizes protections for the National Petroleum Reserve, Alaska, first proposed last year. Environmentalists are elated, but Senate Republicans say the Democratic president's actions will lead to energy insecurity. The U.S. Environmental Protection Agency recognized the city of Homer for excellence in climate change mitigation and resiliency as part of the Aquarius National Recognition Program, which highlights exemplary water infrastructure projects.
Communities across the country are tackling water infrastructure challenges ranging from removing lead pipes to improving infrastructure resilience to climate change to addressing emerging contaminants. I am thrilled to recognize innovative infrastructure projects that are delivering cleaner, safer water to communities while providing insights that can be replicated across the country,
said EPA Acting Assistant Administrator for Water, Bruno Piggott. The EPA's Aquarius program celebrates drinking water state revolving fund projects that are innovative, sustainable, and protect public health. And that's KSRM News, covering the Kenai and Alaska for over 50 years and found online at RadioKenai.com. I'm Nick Sorrell.
This has been This Week on the Kenai on the One KSRM. You can find these top stories and much more news at RadioKenai.com.